Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This year, TEDx Boise will be celebrating 5 years of bringing ideas worth spreading to the Treasure Valley and beyond. TED Talks are unique. They can only be a certain length, and the time commitment and the dedication a TEDx speaker must make in order to get their idea out there, it is a big one. TED Talks are always available for free online as well. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this year's upcoming TEDx event, which is happening April 20th, are coach Nancy Buffington and one of this year's speakers, Gurtej Santhew. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you've been living under a rock for your entire life, Nancy, tell us what a TED Talk is.
Well, there's a TED Talk and then there's a TEDx Talk.
Exactly.
Right. TED started a long time ago, in actually 1984, as a conference. And as you said, they're short talks, maximum of 18 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's an annual event still going on all around the world. TEDx is a locally organized event. The X stands for locally organized event.
Gotcha.
These happen in, I think, 130 countries around the world, all 7 continents. And same format. We do everything just like TED tells us to, because we get our license from TED, mm-hmm. and we're required to follow their guidelines. And as you say, they all go on YouTube afterwards.
And I think that all of us have seen a TED Talk at some point, whether it's live, whether it's online. And it can really kind of be anything, right?
Yes. I have seen TED Talks, and some of you out there might have seen TED Talks on how to wash your hands, how to dry your hands only using one paper towel.
I've not seen that, but I'm going to show my
right.
kids.
Up to the history of the world in 18 minutes.
Yeah. So, Gurtej, I want to bring you on because you're one of the speakers this year. First off, just give me a little bit about your background and how you got to Boise, first off.
Well, I'm an engineer, a physicist, I guess, by background. And I ended up coming to Micron for a job after mm-hmm. I graduated from the East Coast in North Carolina. So, and it's been a journey since. I came 20-plus years ago with a 2-year plan, only because...
I did the same thing.
Yeah, only because we didn't know Micron was going to survive for 2 years, but Micron did pretty well since then. So
here you are.
I've been here since then, yeah.
And Nancy, you're a coach for TEDx Boise.
Right.
Okay, so tell me what the coach is. What do you do?
I work with and my partner Kirsten Holmberg, who also is coaching, I think, more than half of the speakers this year. Mm-hmm. We work with the speakers on everything from identifying the core of their message, because they're steeped in it and they've worked in this area for 20 years and they go, how the heck can I find something that fits into 18 minutes or less? So the core of the idea, fleshing it out, structuring it, and then PowerPoint support if they're using any type of media like that, and every element of delivery, from what to do with your hands, how to survive without a podium or notes, and what cameras to not look in, because you don't want to actually look into the camera.
I know, right? That's always hard to teach people that. And you bring up a good point, though, about here you have an idea, but then you have to get it down to this 18-minute limit. So, Gurtej, was that difficult to do?
Well, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out if you do it?
So, being an engineer, you know, I'm a visual person, so we usually have a lot of slides I use in my mm-hmm. presentations. And one of the interesting challenges of the TED Talk is you have to connect with the audience, and if you put too much content up on the slides, you distract away from the message. So somehow you have to really condense the message into a form which is clear, concise, and to the point, where it connects with everybody in the audience. Mm-hmm. And the audience I'll be talking to is usually different from the audience I talk to in the technical seminar or conferences.
Well, and you're not talking to a bunch of engineers.
Yes.
So then it's even, I would assume, using terminology that the average person would understand.
Yes, and also make it real. And that's what I'm finding very interesting, actually, how to translate what I do into something which feels real to people. And that's the so far it's been a pretty good experience working with Nancy, trying to translate that into. And we'll see how it turns out.
I like that so far. You got a couple of weeks left, right?
Yeah.
We still got some work to do. Yeah.
I'm speaking with TEDx coach Nancy Buffington and one of this year's speakers, Gurtej Santu. And Nancy, 5 years.
5 years?
What does that feel like to get to this point? Because as you said, people may not understand that it's actually not an easy process to have a TEDx event. Like you said, licensing. I mean, it's not like people can just sit down and say, you know what, let's do some TED Talks. It actually doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. It's pretty much a year-round mission for our core team of 4 or 5 different people, and probably 8 months for the rest of the team. When we started, and I helped the founders, Laura Hempicki and Thomas Lansing, they started this with their friends, I think, from Boise High originally. Mm-hmm. They were all Boise High graduates in 2015. And it was great energy, lots of creativity, lots of vision. But I don't think we necessarily knew how long it would last, mm-hmm. et cetera. But it's fabulous. The team has matured and grown, and we've really got processes and systems down to help the speakers go through the whole process.
So talk to me about the event itself, because when we think about 5 years ago, where it was and where it will be, even just the location, because you're at Jump once again.
For the third year.
Yeah, so downtown Boise. But also, it's not just talk after talk after talk, correct?
That's right. We have a fabulous MC, Kayla Leah Rich, who keeps things moving along. She's a former speaker herself. Then we have 12 different speakers and 5 performing artists, live performances that go everywhere from Basque dancing to Ballet Idaho, that will be doing a piece for us, to a man who's going to set a Guinness World Record on stage.
Really?
Really.
Can you tell us what he's going to try to do?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I can't.
All right.
He's set so many. He's set a couple hundred of them already,
my gosh.
I think. So it's going to be the record of the day.
So you just have to be there to find out what it is.
You got to be there to find out.
So in the past as well, I mean, this is a day-long event. And in the past, you kind of had to go all day long. But
yes,
that's changed a bit too, correct?
Not so much. We're starting a little bit earlier.
Okay.
And we just have rescheduled it a bit. For the first time, we are doing just 2 sessions. And that'll be 6 speakers in each session. And what that means is a slightly shorter day, mm-hmm. because there are less breaks in between. And the reason we did that is that, as many people let us know, our pricing was a little bit high. It's a very expensive event to put on.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to split into just 2 sessions, and then people can buy the full day event, and that includes the 2 sessions and the after party, or they can buy just a half day session.
So that's cheaper. That's new. And
that's new.
And that what's great about that, though, is listening to your audience, people that are coming in,
right,
and maybe wanting to be a part of this. But like you said, it can be a spendy thing to go to.
Right. Absolutely.
So, Gurtej, the name of your talk is titled How Innovation is Transforming Our Planet for Good. I know you can't give me all the details of it, but tell me a little bit about this concept.
Yeah, so in general, I really wanted to cover the concept of innovation. What is innovation?
Mm-hmm.
And in general, people relate innovation to something specialized, which only engineers or technical people or others do. But in reality, we are all innovators. It's really an expression of the same type of trait we have, which makes us make music or write poetry. It's a creativity expressed in a different way. So I want to kind of go over that a little bit, but then also go back in time and see how innovation has been around us for a long time. Just think about it. The wheel was the first killer app ever invented. And can you imagine our life without a wheel?
No.
And that was done many, many thousand years ago. So innovation is old, and it's been impacting our life for a long time.
You know, that's an interesting point, though, too, because I think that there's this idea or concept that, well, if I'm not in some STEM-based career, or even as a, you know, maybe a middle schooler or high schooler, if I'm not, you know, a science geek, there's no way that I will ever be innovative. And that seems to not be your message.
That's exactly not my message. So hopefully I'll convince the audience with some content to that effect. And at the same time, I will cover the innovation which is actually happening in the high-tech field, mm-hmm. and how that's changing our lives. Imagine our life without an iPhone, and that innovation happened only 10 years ago.
Okay, that's crazy, isn't it, when you think about that?
Yeah.
That wasn't even around 10 years ago. And could you imagine all of us having to not have our iPhones these days?
Yeah.
And what's fascinating to me, though, is that there are so many different ideas that are brought up within the event. I mean, Nancy, there's another speaker, and she's talking about flowers.
Absolutely, yes. Flowers and the history of flowers and what they meant in our culture.
And then what are some of the other ideas? Because it just really just runs the gamut. And these are...
You bet.
And it even goes back to your point, Gutej. So innovative, right? I mean, things that I don't think so many of us even think about.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have one Boise State professor who is working on sound pollution and the ecology of sound and other senses and how that affects ecosystems. We have somebody working in digital humanities who's helped discover, discover and translate material from everything from World War I postcards to the Dead Sea Scrolls using technology. And then we have a physicist from Boise State who has discovered a new kind of water. And the fascinating and fun thing about that, he said to me the other day that when he teaches this and when he shares this at academic conferences, it's all equations, nothing but equations.
Oh, my God.
And we're very pleased that
there won't be any equations.
Thanks to me and my, you know, my adversity to equations, there's not a single equation in his whole talk.
That's really good news. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. TEDx coach Nancy Buffington and one of this year's TEDx Boise speakers, Gurtaj Sandhu. This year's TEDx Boise event will be held at Jump in downtown Boise. That will be happening on Saturday, April 20th. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.